This is VOA News by remote. I'm Diane Roberts. About a half hour ago, Lebanon's Prime Minister, Hassan Diab, addressed the nation, announcing the resignation of his government after a powerful Beirut port explosion sparked public uproar against the country's leaders. Diab said the explosion was the result of endemic corruption, adding, quote, "We are with the people in calling for trying those responsible for this crime," end quote. This comes on the heels of four of his ministers stepping down in the last 24 hours following the deadly explosion that devastated the capital last week. Meanwhile, world leaders pledged nearly $300 million to help Lebanon recover. More than 30 leaders, meeting by teleconference at the request of French President Emmanuel Macron, said the, quote, "assistance should be timely, sufficient, and consistent with the needs of the Lebanese people and directly delivered to the Lebanese population with utmost efficiency and transparency," end quote. The world powers insist on transparency in how the aid is spent, wary of sending assistance to a government that many Lebanese view as corrupt, and also voicing concern about the influence of Iran through the Shiite group Hezbollah. Macron, who visited Beirut Thursday, said it should be coordinated by the United Nations. The world leaders called for an impartial, credible, and independent inquiry into the blast that killed at least 158 people and injured about 6,000 others. A militia killed 16 people during a raid on villages in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo, the army said Monday, in more ethnic violence that the United Nations has warned may constitute crimes against humanity. Attacks by various militia and armed groups, as well as counter-operations by the Congolese army, forced over 400,000 people to flee their homes between March and June. This is VOA News. A loud burst of gunfire erupted inside the main prison in Somalia's capital, Mogadishu, Monday, witnesses told Reuters. A senior police officer who did not wish to be named confirmed the incident without giving any details. Monday, France urged the greatest restraint in Belarus after the security forces cracked down on protesters disputing results that declared President Alexander Lukashenko had won a landslide election victory. A fierce police crackdown on protesters saw dozens wounded and hundreds detained, as opposition candidate Svetlana Tikhanovskaya said Sunday's presidential vote had been rigged. This is the longtime authoritarian president's sixth straight term. Opposition supporters plan to gather in Minsk for more protests Monday evening. Britain said Monday it was, quote, "deeply concerned," end quote, by the arrest of pro-democracy media mogul Jimmy Lai in Hong Kong, warning that China was silencing political opponents in the city. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said he is, quote, "deeply troubled," end quote, by the arrest, accusing Beijing of an assault on rights and freedoms in the territory. State media said Monday China supports the arrests of the media tycoon, stressing the need to, quote, "severely punish," end quote, those who collude with foreign forces to endanger national security. The staunch democracy advocate was one of seven people arrested Monday on charges of violating the new national security law imposed by China. Lai is the highest profile figure targeted by the new law since it went into effect in July. Coronavirus cases continue to soar with nearly 20 million infections around the world. India has reported more confirmed new cases than any other in the world for six consecutive days, including 62,000 Monday. COVID-19 deaths are nearly 732,000 worldwide and approximately 163,000 in the United States. Monday, India reported more than 1,000 new coronavirus deaths, the most the country has recorded in a single day since the pandemic began. U.S. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said Monday the Trump administration and Congress could reach a coronavirus aid deal as soon as this week, but Democratic aides said the two sides have not spoken since talks collapsed last Friday. With negotiations at a standstill, it was unclear whether Democrats and Republicans would be able to bridge their differences to provide relief to workers, businesses, and local governments that have been devastated by the pandemic. Indonesia's Mount Sinabung erupted Monday, sending a huge cloud of volcanic ash and dust as high as 5 kilometers into the sky. It's the volcano's second eruption in 3 days. Bye.